ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nutta Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida daf lamed ches. Before we start the Gemara over here, the machlokes between Levi and Rav in the halachas of the Yemei Nidoso and Yemei Zivoso, when we have the heter of Dam Koishi, we'll just start the shiur with one more point at the end of the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin. In the previous sugya, in the machlokes Abaya and Rava, in the din of Dova Hagurim, which is also Negea to the sugya later on by us in Daf Lamed Ches, in the sugya of Psichas Akeve. Over there we have a machlokes earlier in Daf Lamed Zayin, a machlokes between Abaya and Rava, in the halacha of Yemei Leida, which are not Sisa, the Yemei Ziva, because the Gemara says this is not called the Dova Hagurim. And Abaya says that even though it is not Sisa, but the halacha is that Yemei Tumah are not Oile, you cannot count the Yemei Tumah. Whereas Rava holds that the Yemei Tumah after the Leida, besides the fact that they're not Sisa, but they're also Oile Lord, she can count these days as long as she didn't see any Idam, the Nekiim Idam, then we can actually use these days for part of the Zayin Nekiim. Says Abaya, the Mino Aminolo, he has a right to his Shitta that the Yemei Leida are not Oilo, you cannot count them for the Shiva as Nikiim. He says, we have a Braisa, the Tanya, Ki Mei Nidoso, Kach Yemei Leidoso. The Pasuk compares the Yemei Leida to the Mei Nida. Ma Yemei Nidoso, just like in the days of the Nidoso, Ein Ruyin Leziva, Ve Ein Sphir as Shiva Oilo Mehen. Just like in Yemei Nida, they're not Rao Leziva, because now she's in the middle of the days of Nidus, and so too there's no Sphir as Shiva. She is not possible for her to count Shivas Nikiim for the Ziva. She's not during the time of Ziva. She's now a Nida. Like the Gemara says later on, it's a Yefshah. It's not possible for her at all to become a Zova during the Yemei Nida. After Yemei Leidoso, so too the Yemei Leidoso, She'ein Ruyin Leziva. They are not Ruyin Leziva. They have a locha that ain't Sviyas Shiva Oilo Mehem. They don't have a din that's Oilo. This is the Shitta of Abaya. And Abaya brings a Mefurisha Breiser like his deer. And the Gemara says, Arova will answer that this Breiser is the Shitta of Eblezer. Now, what is Bemes, the Pshat in this Breiser? The Breiser says as a locha that we have a din in Yemei Leida She'ein Ruyin Leziva. During the Yemei Tumah, it is not possible for this Isha to become a Zova. Memela says the Gemara, since it's not possible for her to become a Zova, so too, Ein Sviyas Shiva Oilamiyem, he cannot use these days to count for the Shivas Nikiim, just like we find during the Yemei Nida. Rashi explains, this is the Gis of Rashi in our Gemara, and Rashi explains that the reason why the Yemei Leida are not Roi Leziva, she cannot become a Zova, says Rashi, because the Gemara we're learning in this Dafin, there's a din of Dam Koishi. The halacha is that the dam, in order to become a zova, is only machmas atzma, v'loy machmas blad. Memela says Rashi, amoridige chidush, that these days of Yemei Leida, if she's going to be seeing dam later on, she's not possible for her to become a zova, because this dam is also excluded from the tumah ziva because of this miut of dam koishi, that it has to be machmas atzma, v'loy machmas blad. Says Rashi, hoil v'domu l'nida, v'ein ruin l'ziva, why not, says Rashi, we have a mute of Doma Machmas Vlad, and therefore any dam she's going to be seeing during the Yemei Tumah is Nismayet, is excluded from the Tumah Ziva because of this halacha of Dam Koishi of Loidomo Machmas Vlad. The Tosfos Rosh, over here on the side of the Gemara, he asks on Rashi, and he says, it's Einu Moven. We can't understand why should this be a reason to go and say that any dam after the Leida should be excluded because of this Tanai of Machmas Vlad, says the Tosfos Rosh. This is only a mute in Dam Koishi that she sees before the Leida. And then we say that the Vlad was the Sibba, was the cause why the dam is coming out. But once the later, after the later, after the birth itself, and now she has yimei tuma, and she sees dam, why should we say that this dam has a miut of eloi machmas vlad, just because they're considered yimei later because of the vlad? Why should we say that this is included in the miut of the Gemara early on, dam koishi? Memela says the Tosfos HaYosh, we have to be goyus in the Gemara differently. And the Gemara doesn't mean to say that there's accepted klal that yimei later on oroi leziva. This din is also part of the hekesh that we learn this din gufa from the Yemei Nida also. Just like the Yemei Nida have two halachas. The first halacha is that Yemei Nida not Yoy Leziva, and the second halacha is that it's not Oile, you cannot count them for the Sfiyah Shivas Nikiim. So to the Yemei Leda we learn out that there's two halachas in Yemei Leda. The first halacha is that she cannot become a Zova, Ein Yoyin Leziva, we're not going as She'ein, we're going as Ein Yoyin Leziva, and so too Ein Sfiyah Shiva Oile Mehem. This is the second halacha that we learn out from this hekesh, from Yemei Leidosa to Yemei Nidosa, like the Gemara says, we're done in Efshe Mishiyah Efshe in a Hekesh. This is the way the Tosfos HaYosh explains the Gemara, because there's no svoya to tell us over here that during the Yemei Tumah she cannot become a Zova, and the only Mekoy is because of this Hekesh itself from Yemei Nidosa. Says it in Siddi Taira, in Simon Kuf Sadik Dalid, in the end of Sifkotin Hei, that L'chir, the answer to Rashi seems to be that Rashi understands that the whole idea in the sugyas over here we're handling in the din of dam koishi, that is halacha, that only when it's bekoishi then we can say it's machmas vlad, where if it's beshoifi then we say that this dam is dam ziva and she's considered a yiledes bezoiv. This is only a reference to any dam she's going to see before the leida. Then it depends if she's going to see the dam bekoishi or beshoifi. But after the leida, then since the Torah itself gives a time and says that any dam which comes out, and even without any dam at all, the yomim itself, the days itself, are considered yemei leider, they are tomei tumas shiva, bayazocho and shvuayim lenekeva, then automatically any dam coming out is also considered part of this yemei leider, enough to say that it's machmas vlad, that she doesn't have any tumah of ziva, because it's going to be nismayit, just like we have the miut of dam koishi. And memela, enechanami, even in a case where we have a isha who was yeledes b'shoifi, and she doesn't have any miut of dam koishi, she didn't have any pain before, and therefore the dam would have been enough, the dam previously before the leida would have been enough to be metaneya b'tumah ziva. This is only up to the leida itself, but after the leida, the Torah then tells us as a din of dam, of the halach of Yemei Tumah, so Mamela, this automatically includes any dam she sees, that this dam is automatically included in the miut of dam koishi, that it is missing in the din of Leidomo Machmas Vlad. Now, Be'emes, we find this Mefurish, this story in the Tosfos Rid, earlier in Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph, and the Tosfos Rid says clear that the only, every single dam after the Leida is automatically included in dam koishi, we can consider this dam Domo Machmas Vlad. And Mamela, the whole shaila of dam koishi and dam shoifi is only in reference to dam before a Leida. A moedig echidush, which is a new idea and a new concept we have over here in this Rashi, that we can have an idea of dam koishi, of a heter of dam, in a case where it is after the leider, we can also consider this dam, that this dam is considered dam machmas vlad, dam leider, and it is not considered dam which is enough to make her into a zova. Now the Loshon Rashi also in a different place, in Sanhedrin, in Peizayin Omed Aleph, Rashi also uses such a Loshon that dam koishi, says Rashi, is tori before the leider. The kol shekein, says Rashi, achari haleida. Rashi also is mashma, there's a kol shekein, that if we find the idea of dam koishi, that it is tori before the leida, she doesn't become a zovo, then kol shekein, the dam of after the leida, and according to Rashi, by us, even something to do with the koishi, any dam which is after the leida, during the time that the Torah is koivea, that this is the shavua lezocho, shvuaim lenekeva, this automatically is considered domo, machmas vlad. Now, Be'emes, earlier, in Daf Lamed Vav, we discussed over there for Rebbe Kveiga in the Gilin Lashas, that Rebbe Kveiga takes on that the idea which we find in the Gemara, in Hilchus Vestus and Musulekes Domim in Yudomit Beis, the Gemara over there tells us that any dam which we see during the Leda itself, the dam Leda Lechud, the dam Nidois Lechud, the Gemara over there says we cannot consider the Isha Musulekes Domim only in a case where she's Musulekes Gimul Oinois, and the Gemara over there says even though she sees dam Leda in between, this is not enough to say that she's now becomes away from the din of Musulekes. She's still considered a Musulekes Domim. She didn't see any dam nidois. Says the Gemara, even though she saw dam during the Leida, but dam Leida lechud and dam nidois lechud. This is the Gemara in Yudomet Beis. Now, Reb Kveiga earlier in Daf Lamed Vav understood that this svara of the Gemara is only in reference to the dam which she sees during the Leida itself. This dam is considered dam leder, and is considered a different dam than the dam of dam nidois. Whereas Uisomeach in Isuri Bia in Pegzain Aloch Adalet, he was medaik in the Gemara earlier in Daflam Edvov, that the svoy of the Gemara of dam leidois is actually considered every single dam that she's going to be seeing later on during her Yemei Tumma, whether she's 1 week for the Zohar, 2 weeks for the Nekeva, says her Meir Simcha, all the dam is considered dam leder, and is not considered dam nidois. This is a similar concept we find over here in Ariashi, that it is enough to be metayahid the dam from Ziva, because of the Aloha Mechmas Vlad, any dam she sees, even in the case where it's after the leder, it is still has a miot of Doma Mechmas Vlad, Chidush in Ariashi, the Pashtas of Ariashi, and the Tosfos read is mefurish this way, in the Flamed Zayin Omed Alef. The Alkoponim in Eket Tliya of the Gemara according to Rashi is selling us a halacha, She'ein Ruyin Leziva, the days of Yemei Leda, She'ein on Ruyin, we know Misvara that they're not Ruyin Leziva, therefore we have a din that Ein Sviyas Shivra Oilo Mihem, similar to the Yemei Nidosa. It seems in Rashi that there's some kind of Tliya, there's some kind of reason why we should say that the days of Yemei Leda are not Oile, is because of this Svara that Yemei Leidos are She'en Yuin Leziva, since she cannot become a Zovon. Now this Tliya we have to understand, and Yemei Simcha is very Mayach in Yisameach in Yisui Bia in Peyek Zayin Aloch Yud Aleph. Why should it be that the Svara, whether the days can be used for the counting of the Zayin Nekiim, should be told, we should depend on whether she can become now a Zovon if she sees now Dam? And Yisameach says, he would be goyus in the Gemara the other way around, because of also the Tosfos Rosh's kasha on Rashi, and his ma'arich that the shita of the Rambam seems to be as a girsa the other way around in the Gemara, a new girsa in the Gemara, Meir Simcha's ma'arich, to understand over here the svara of the Gemara contra Rashi, why does it depend, why does one din depend on the other? Now we just also have to point out another shita in the Rishonim, this is the Balamoy, or Moed Gechidush on the Balamoy in the Shah Prisha, no is Dalet. The Balamoy says that the reason why she cannot become a Zova during the Yemei Tumma, the reason why, this is the din according to the Gersa of Rashi, this is the Mavur in the Gemara, that during the Yemei Leda she cannot become a Zova. Says the Balamoy, the Svori is because she's already Sova Lo Tumma. This is the idea we find in the Gemara Menoches, in Choftal Edomed Aleph, that once something is already Tomei, it cannot become Tomei again, and therefore this Isha is already Tmeo because of the Dam Leda. And even in the case where she didn't see any dam, the leder itself is metameh. Therefore, even if she's going to see dam, it is not possible for her now to become a zova. It is sova la tumah, she's already tumah. And only once she gets out of the days of tumah of the leder, then she can now go and become a tumah again, a different tumah from the tumah's ziva. Chidush in the Balamor, that this is, you could use the idea of sova la tumah on the isha from one tumah onto the other, because she's tumah leder, therefore she not become tumah ziva. Now, Bemis, it seems that Koponim in the Tosfos Rosh and Rashi, they don't use this svara of the Balamoy of Sova lo Tumah. They understand over here that Be'emes Misvara would apply the Tumah of Ziva if the dam would be considered her dam machmas atzmo, then she would become a Zova. Says Mavuri in Rashi, that Rashi holds that she can become a Zova even though she's already Tomei later. She can now have another Tumah of Tumah as Ziva, even though she cannot become a Tomei of a Nidois. This is Muchach, doesn't become a new Tumas Nida in a case where she had a Lady Aveshta, she didn't see any Adam, and later on she counts 7 days, the Shvua Lezocha, and then let's say she'll see Dam on the last day, when she's just finishing the days of Shavua Lezocha. We do not say that this Dam is now making her into a Nida, to say that now she has to wait another whole 7 days in order to become Tor. We say that the dam she's seeing now is also a continuation of the Tumas Leder, and Memela, she's still, after the day 7, she becomes Tor, and she enters the Yemei Toihar. She doesn't become Tomei Nida if she's in the middle of being a Tomei Leder. So Memela, we see that Tumas Nida and Tumas Leder have a sheiches to each other, that she cannot become Tomei Nida once she's a Tumas Leder. The discussion over here in Yerushalayim is whether she can become a Zova, which is a different Tumah. Then Rashi and the Tosfos Rosh understand that there's no reason to say that she should not be able to become a Zova, even though she's already Tomei Leder. And we have a Chiddush of the Balamor, that because it's Sova Lo Tumah, she's already Tomei Leder, this alone enough eliminates her possibility from becoming a different Tumah, this Tumah of a Tumah's Ziva also, even though Batumas Nidois, everyone will agree that she's already Tomei with this Tumah, and therefore she cannot become again a Nida, even though she has a Re'iyah on the day 7, it's not going to make her into a Nida. Al Kaponim, this is the Yusei the Stiga machlekes rishonim understanding this Gemara why a isha during the Meileda cannot become a zova. Rashi says the reason is because any dam she sees is considered domo machmas vlad. Now this is very negea into our sugya now in Daf Lamed Ches Amed Aleph, because the Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Ches brings down a breiser toner rabbonon. Yesh roya me'o yoim. There's some woman who can see dam 100 days. Ve'ein ziva oyu lobahem. None of the days are enough to make her into a zova. And the Gemara explains the case. Shnayim beloyes, v'shiva onido. And then she had a birth of a nekeva. She has shmoinim shal nekeva. Then again shiva onido. U'shnayim shal acha onido. And the made all the days it's not possible for her to become into yemei ziva. Says the Gemara, ma'ikam hashmalon. Says the Gemara, lafukam iman da'oma. There's a madoma who holds that if she lepsicha sakeve bloydam the shita of Rava, like Tosfos said earlier in the Lamed Vav for the Gemara in Tanach Vav Med Aleph, Kumash Malon says the Gemara the Braisa over here is teaching us the if she lepsicha sakeve bloydam. It is possible for psicha sakeve bloydam, and therefore there's no tumat ziva. Whereas if we hold the if she lepsicha sakeve bloydam, then since it's going to be dam during the birth itself, for Mela she can become a zova together with other 2 days, which she already saw before, going to be considered someone who's a yeledes bezoiv. Now earlier we had a machlikus in the Rishonim in Daf Lamed Zayin. In the halacha of psichas hakeve, according to the Madoma, yefshel psichas hakeve bloidam, can we consider the dam which comes out during the psichas hakeve also part of the dam koishi? Tosfos over there, at the bottom of the Omid in Lamed Zayin Omid Aleph, holds that even though we have the din of the heta of dam koishi, this is only dam coming out before the leda, but any dam coming out because of this sibah, because of the opening of the keveh, this is a svara which happens by every isha, even in a case where the isha is yoledes b'shoifi. Therefore we consider this dam which comes out through the psichas hakeveh, that this is domo machmas atzmo, and therefore she's going to be tomei, even in the case where the other dam was dam koishi, and she's going to be tohoi. This is the shita of Tosfos. Whereas the other Rishonim disagreed, and the other Rishonim say, that Al-Koponim in a case where she's Yoledes Pekoishi, then the dam which comes out through the Psich Zakeve is also considered Domo Machmas Vlad, and we do not consider this dam Machmas Atzmo. And we said there from the Rambam, in Isuri Bir and Perigzayin Alochedalad, the Magen Mishnah over there explained the Rambam even more, that even in a case where she has Yoledes Pekoishi, the dam which comes out because of the Psich Zakeve is always going to be considered Domo Machmas Vlad, because in lecho ines godol mizeh. Memela we have a machlikus rishonim. What is the halacha in a case where she sees dam because of the psichas hakeve? Can we say that this dam has a tire of dam koishi that she does not become a zova through this dam? Now the rishonim ask on himself from this gemara. The gemara over here is mavua that the only reason why she does not become a zova is only because we hold efshel psichas hakeve beloy dam. But it's mavur in the Gemara that if we hold EF shelipsichas hakeve beloy dam and there's always dam coming out during the birth, then automatically she should become a zova. Ask the Rishonim, it's not true, because they hold that in the case where it was koishi, that we can have the miut of dam koishi. The Ran holds it here like the Rambam, that even in the case where it wasn't the koishi, the dam which comes out during the psichas hakeve, during the birth, can always be considered the dam machmas vlad, and is not going to be tome in the case of yeledes bezoiv. So either Rishonim over here, we have to understand, why do we have the din of a zova in a case where she's seeing dam because of the din of psichas hakeve? Answer the Rishonim that over here, the reason why we're not using the het of dam koishi is because we're talking about a case of a birth of a nefil, which the Gemara says the Braisa holds in koishi lenefalim, and therefore, since there's no heta of koishi lenefalim, we do not have the heta of dam koishi. But Anachanami, if we will be talking about over here a regular leder, then the halacha even on a ben kayomo, then there's a heta of dam koishi, and even according to the Madoma Yefsha lepsichas hakeve beloy dam, she would be considered someone who is not a yeledes bezoiv because of this dam is machmas vlad. Now, Tosfos over here by us, in Devar Maschil Mai, says clearly that the case of the Gemara in this Braisa is talking about a Ben Kayomo. Even though it's a Ben Kayomo and has a heta of Dam Koishi, Tosfos Lechitosom holds that the EF Shalipsich Zakeve Beloy Dam is not considered Dam Koishi, and therefore Tosfos holds, even though we're talking about Ben Kayomo, Afa Bikain even so, she's gonna be Tomei and she's a Yeledes Bezoiv. This is a Machlekes Rishonim over here between Tosfos and other Rishonim. Now Rashi, over here on this Gemara, Rashi explains that the reason why she's going to be Tomei and become a Yeledes Bezoiv, says Rashi, because he efshel psichas hakeve beloy dam, and hoyel ubeloy koishi raso. She didn't see this dam because of the koishi. We're not talking about a case of bekoishi, and therefore, We cannot consider her someone who's seeing dam machmas vlad, and therefore she becomes a yiledes bezoiv. Is medayik l'orch l'ner, so too the pischi nido, the medayik in the loshon of Rashi, that it seems from Rashi that the reason, if we would be talking about a case of koishi, then Rashi would say, there's no yiledes bezoiv because we have the heta of dam koishi. Mamela, we have to be talking about over here ben kayomo, who has the heta of dam koishi, and it's mavura, if so, in Rashi, that Rashi holds like Tosfos, that even though we're discussing a ben kayomo, we can still have the din of a yeledes bezoiv in a case where she is having this leda and there's no koishi over here, it's beshoifi, and therefore we consider the dam coming out that this is machmas atzmo, and therefore she can become a tome, al koponim a tome ziva, because of this dam coming out. This is mavur in out Rashi. And the mela, it seems to be that Rashi holds al koponim b'shoifi, like the Rambam. There's no heter to say that this dam is considered machmas vlad. We don't hold this svara of einecho oines godel mizeh. But asks Oruch Lener, that this is very good when we're discussing this machlekes rishonim, how to look at the dam, which comes out during the birth itself because of the din of psichas hakever, a machlekes if we can look at this dam, machmas vlad or not. But l'chorir, we have this Rashi by us in Lamed Zayin Omid Beis, that we said that Rashi explains that any dam she sees even later on, during the week of Tumah of the Zohar, the 2 weeks of Nekeva, also this dam is considered the dam Machmas Vlad. Memel asks Oruch Lener, if we say that according to Rashi, even the dam later on is also dam Machmas Vlad, then how is it possible to say that the dam over here, which is coming out during the birth itself, should not be considered Machmas Vlad? The same svara should apply to this dam, which Rashi says is always considered dam Koishi and has the heter, whereas in Rashi by us seems that in a case where she doesn't have the Koishi, doesn't have the Metzias of Koishi, the Rashi says, we do not say that this dam is considered Machmas Vlad, L'chir, this Rashi, and Lamed Zayin, Omed Beis, and Lamed Chetz, Omed Aleph, Austeria, whether we can consider the dam Koishi even later on, even in the dam during the whole Yemei Tumah. Says L'och Lanei, L'chir, we have to be Mechalek, and say the whole Svar of Rashi earlier, is only after the Leder, once it's ready, Chala too, as Leder, then the Torah gives her Yemei Tumah, how many, either 7 days or 14 days, but this is only after the Leder, then Rashi holds any dam she sees can be considered Domo Machmas Vlad. They already included in Yemei Leder to say that any dam is automatically affiliated to the Leder, and we do not say that this dam is dam which is enough to make her into a Zovo. Whereas over here by the Psichas HaKeve, we're talking about before the Vlad is born, we're talking about before Zhoitzi Yoshoi Berubai, and therefore we don't have yet a Maisa Leder. Therefore we can still consider that the Psichas HaKeve over here, which is the dam coming out during the opening of the Keve, before the Leder itself, therefore Rashi holds it depends still on the Klolim of Koishi and Shoifi, and only in the case where she's having a Koishi, then we say it's Machmas Vlad, whereas if it's B'Shoifi, then we say that this dam which is coming out, B'Shoifi has a halacha of dam which is Metameha and becomes a Zovah. Maybe that's not serious as Oruch Lener, and Echrami later on during the week and the 2 weeks, she is considered, this dam is considered dam machmas vlad, but over here we're discussing before the leder, and therefore the dam still depends on the klolim or before the leder, even though we consider the maisa leder itself is the cause over here of the psichas hakeve, Rashi holds more like the svar of the Rambam, and we need to have the metzias of the koishi in order to go and have a heter of the dam koishi. Mamela, to summarize over here in Yerushonim, we have over here be'ikra kamo shittas, few days in Yerushonim, how to look at dam which is coming out during the Leder itself. The Rambam holds that any dam coming out during the Leder, whether it's Bekoshi or Beshoifi, this dam, because of the Psichas HaKeve, is always considered dam Machmas Vlad and doesn't become a Zovo. The other Rishonim seem to be Mechalik, whether the dam is coming out during the Koishi or it's coming out during the Shoifi, which seems to be in the Loshon of Rashi by us also. And then we have the Shita of Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that Bein Bekoishi and Bein Beshoifi, always we're going to say that the dam of the Psichas HaKeve is considered Domo Machmas Atzmo, and only in the case where we have dam before the Leder, the cause is not because of the opening of the Keve, then Tosfos Shita is, then it depends on Dam Koishi and Dam Shoifi. Now going back earlier into the Gemara at the beginning of the Omid, the Machlikis, Rav and Levi, when do we consider the Dam Koishi to be muttered Bezivoso Veloy Banidoso? Says the Gemara, Levi says, according to the first Lashon, Ein Avlad Metahir Ele Yomim Or Uyim Liyos Bahem Zovo, only in the days when she becomes a Zovo. Rav says, that later on, even after the Yud Aleph Yoim, also we can say that she has a heter of Dam Koishi, because the days, the next 7 days are also Roi, it has some Shaiches to the days of Zovo, because it is Roi L'Sfira Zovo, therefore this also has a heter of the Dam Koishi. Says Rabbi Adar Bar Rava, at the top of the Omed, according to Rav, Afile Yomim Oruim L'Sfira Stira Zovo, is also considered Yemei Zivoso, enough to say that it has a heter of Dam Koishi, any time, any day which is going to be Roi for the Stira of the Zovo. Explains Rashi, if so, all the days later on, once she's already seen Dam during the Yud Aleph Yoim, automatically the days are always going to be Roi to go and be Soisa, this Stira for the Sfiras Shivas Nekiim, in a case where she sees and she already started counting and then she sees again and she never came to a time when she had the Zayin Nekiim, then always the Dam later on is always going to be a time when the Dam is Roi L'Sfiras Stiras Zovo, and therefore there's always going to be a heter of the Shivas Nekiim, of the Din of Dam Koishi. Says Rashi, even though we have a Din in the Be'aisa that be main nidor, nidor, there's no heter of Dam Koishi during the main nidor, this will still be Negea, this is relevant in the case where the Dam came out during the Yemei Nidah, didn't come out during the Yud Aleph Yoim. She had her ear during the Zayin Yomim, before the Yud Aleph Yoim, she had during her Yemei Nidah, before the Yud Aleph Yoim of the Yemei Ziva. And therefore, she already became Tomei this 7 days with the Tumah Nidah, then it's Negea, this Halocha, that there's no Heter of Dam Koishi. Be'enichanami, any time that she already had her ear during the 11 days in between the Nidahs, then the Halocha is going to be that she has a halacha of a heter of Dam Koishi continuously forever, as long as she doesn't have yet a din to become Tori from this year of Dam. And the Mela, this is the Gemara case of the Braisa, that we have this halacha over here in the Braisa, the halacha of Aboim Yoim, and Chamishim Yoim. Says the Gemara, according to this day, it continues on, and the only case to be made Nidor Nidor is only in a case where she actually sees the Dam during the Yemei Nidos. Now the Chazanish says a chidush over here, Pshat in the Gemara, in Siman Kuf Chof Aleph in Sivkom Chof Zayin, he says that since the Gemara over here says that the only reason why the days later on are considered Yemei Ziva is because they're Roi to be Soisa, the Sfira Zovo, therefore says the Chazanish, we have to be talking about at least the Isha who is actually a Zovo Gedoilo, even though she didn't become Tomei because Dam Koishi, but if not for the Dam Koishi, she would be considered a Zovo Gedoilo. She's someone who had already 3 years during the time of these Yud Aleph Yoim. And Mamela, she's be'emes someone who would have been a Zovah Gedoilah if not for the Aloch of Dam Koishi. And later on, she would have to count the Yomim in order to be Metahe herself from this Din of Ziva from this year. And later on, all the days are possible to be Soisa, the Sphere of Zayin Nekiim. Therefore, they're all considered a Shaiches to the Yemei Zivosa. Whereas the case of the Isha, who didn't have 3 years during this Yud Aleph Yoim, then she cannot be considered later on someone who has a Shaiches to the Yemei Zivosa, because she is not a Zavah Gedoilah, she wouldn't be a Zavah Gedoilah anyway, even without the Halacha of Dam Koishi. Memela, the whole Gemara over here is only referring to the Isha, a Chidush of the Chazanish, that over here we're talking about someone who actually had 3 years during the time of Yud Aleph Yoim, Shebei Nidah LeNidah. Now, Be'emes, according to this, Rashi didn't have to explain that the case of Yemei Nidah Nidah is only when she saw the Dam during the Yemei Nidah. It would apply even in a case where she sees the Dam during the Yemei Ziva, but she didn't have 3 years. And any case where she doesn't have 3 years, Rashi holds, the Chazanish explains, the Pashas Rashi is not mashma this way, but the Chazanish learns in the Gemara that we need to have at least a Yud Aleph Yoim 3 years in order to say that all the days later on continue on with this Svara that they considered Yemei Zivosa. Now this is all the first Lashon of the Gemara. According to the second Lashon, the Levi says we need to have Yomim, Horeuyim, Liyos, Behem, Zovah Gedoilah, and Rav disagrees and says even the Zovah Ketana also is enough to say that she should become a Dam Koishi, have the Heter of Dam Koishi. Now there's a few Pshatim over here in Yerushalayim. What does Levi mean? Yomim, Horeuyim, Liyos, Behem, Zovah Gedoilah, which would seem depends on the days of these Yud Aleph Yoim. Not all the Yud Aleph Yoim, not all the 11 days are considered days that she's Roi to become a Zovah Gedoilah. Tosfos over here in Devamat Chelios explains from Rashi, that Rashi says Tosfos, that this is La'afuka, the day 10 and day 11, these days alone are not possible for her to become a Zovah Gedoilah. She always has to have her ear also in day 9, and therefore the day 10 and day 11 are not enough to say that she these days are called Roi Lies Ben Zovah Gedoilah, and therefore there's no Heter of Dam Koishi in these days. Whereas, according to Rav, even a Zovah Ketana has a heter, and therefore even day 10 and day 11 also have a heter of Dam Koshi. Tosfos brings out from Rabbi Chananel that the days we're talking about is reference to the first 2 days. The first 2 days was not possible for her to become a Zovah Gedoyla because she always has to have 3 days, three Re'ois. Memela, the first 2 days are considered days that she's not Roy to become a Zovah Gedoyla. Therefore, according to Levi, she does not have a heter of Dam Koshi on the first 2 days of the 11 days between Nidois and Lenidois. Now, this is how Tosfos quotes from Rashi. The Gilyon on the side of the Tosfos already points out that if you look at now Rashi at the side, Rashi by us, Lefonenu is mashma, a different pshat totally, and Rashi's mashma, we actually have to have someone who sees 3 times and she becomes a Zovah Gedoyla if not for the heter of Dam Koshi. And Levi is saying that only once she has 3 Re'ios, then we can have the heter of Dam Koshi. But if she only had 2 Re'ios, then she's only considered normally a Zovah Ketana. Then we do not have the heter of Dam Koshi. This is the Chiddush of Levi, Lafuka Rav, who Rav says that we can have this heter even on any Re'ia which makes her into a Zovah Ketana. Mamela, it's a Moedige Chiddush. The Chazanish points out, over there in Simon Kufchaf Aleph in Sivkot and Lamed, to come out Moedige Chiddush according to Rashi. If Rashi holds that according to Levi, only once she has 3 Re'ios, which is Be'emes, normally she would become a Zovah Gedoyla, then Lechira, even in a case where she has 3 Re'ios, where Levi agrees that she has a heter of Dam Koshi, that she does not become a Zovah Gedoyla, but Lechira, she should still remain a Zovah Ketana, because the first 2 Re'ios, which was a cause for her to be a Zovah Ketana, doesn't have the heter of Dam Koshi. So Enechanami, in the end, she had another Re'io, and therefore the 3rd Re'io, which she saw Dam on the 3rd day, now she should normally be a Zovah Gedoyla, and now she has a miut of Dam Koshi, but she should still remain with the tumor of the Zovah Ketana which she had from the day 1 and day 2, which according to Rashi, according to the Levi Shitta, she does not have a heter of Dam Koshi. And says the Chazanish, that here we have to say that even according to Rashi, it does not depend on her ears. The Oshlam of the Gemara is, it depends on the days which are roy to become a Zovah Gedoyla, which would be mashma that we're discussing certain days that she's roy to become a Zovah. Like Tosfos explained, we're talking about the day 1 or day 2 or day 10, day 11. Mamela explains the Chazanish, she also agrees that the miot according to Levi is a miot in the days of these Yud Aleph Yoim. Rashi just holds that in a case where she didn't see any dam, then they're not considered at all the days of Yemei Ziva. Only once she's seen dam, then we can look at these Yomim, of Yomim, Horu'uyim, Liyash Mem Zovah Gedoyla. But Mamela, once she's already seen 3 days, then all the 3 days are considered days that she's roi to become a Zovah Gedoyla, and therefore she's totally tohur from any tumah, even from the tumah of Zovah Ketana, because these days now became yomim horu'uyim liyuspem Zovah Gedoyla, and therefore, according to Levi, once she's had 3 Re'ios, she actually is tohur totally, like the Pashtus of the Braise is, that once she has a heter of Dam Koshi, she does not remain with the tumah of a Zovah Ketana, she's totally tohur, because the days are actually tohur since she had 3 Re'ios. This is how the Chazanish explains in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph Sikot and Lamed, the Shita of Rashi explaining Levi in the Lishna Basser. Now the Gemara continues on in the Lamed Chesamed Aleph, Tanya Hoyer Meoima, Yesh Makshe Kuf Nun Yoim, Vein Ziva Oilo Bahem. The Gemara makes a Cheshb in the Braisa, how it is possible for her to have 150 days and she should not become Tomei a Tumah Ziva. And the Gemara says that what happened to the Svar of Dam Koshi, says the Gemara, Mle Maida Taichu Mishum Nefalim, Ein Koshi Lenefalim. Since over here we're talking about a case where she gave birth to a Nefil, Ein Koshi Lenefalim. There's no heter, even though the whole Sugya we're having a din of a Dam Koshi, there's a heter of Dam Koshi. This is only in a case where it came to a leader of a Ben Kayomo, not in a case where it was a Koshi Lenefalim. Now, Tosfos earlier in Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph says, Emes is a machlekes about this point, if you hold Yesh Koshi Lenefonim or Ein Koshi Lenefonim, there is a machlekes Tanoim, there's a Mandoma over there earlier, hold Yesh Koshi Lenefonim, but over here this Reis in Emea holds Ein Koshi Lenefonim, which is also Pashtas and machlekes in the Gemara in Amid Beis, in Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Now, Be'emes in the Ikka Havon over here, in this halacha of Ein Koshi Lenefonim, all the Achrinim, they try to understand this halacha. The Sidrei Taira, later on in Amud Beis, in the Chidud Alochis, so too in the Sefer on the Shulchan Aruch, in the Sidrei Taira, Kuf Tzadik Dalet, Zivkot and Hei, the Chazam Sefer, in his Chidushim over here, they all ask, that Lechere, since the Mekor teaching us the Aloch of Dam Koshi, as we've said many times in the Gemara, earlier in Amud Hei, Amud Beis, the Mekor is from the din of Domo Machmas Atzmo, Veloi Machmas Vlad, the Gemara in Amud Vov, Amud Beis, in the Sugi of Dam Koshi, Memeila, Lechoy, at the end of the day, we learn out from this din, that any dam which is the cause of the dam is Machmas Vlad, Therefore, it does not have the tumor to consider this isha a roya that she should become a zova. So the chayyur asks the achrinim, in this point that the dam is machmas vlad, what is a nafkamina, whether we're discussing a vlad which is a ben kayoma or a vlad which is a nafil? What should be the nafkamina at the end of the day? If you want to know, was this dam machmas atzma? It was machmas vlad. The reason why the dam came out was because of the vlad. Memela, what is the nafkamina if the vlad is a ben kayoma or the vlad is actually a nafil? There's a machlekes now between the Siddetayin and the Chatzam Sefer how to answer this question. And there's a big nafkemina in between them in understanding this heter of ein koishil and nefalim, this chumrah of ein koishil and nefalim, that she actually becomes a zovo even though she sees dam because of the nefil. The Siddur Torah is medayik from the Loshon of Rashi by us when he explains this halacha of ein koishil and nefalim, and it's mashma that the reason why by a nefil we cannot have the heter of dam koishi is because elechanami, the metzias is the same, there's no difference in metzias. What is the cause why the dam came out? So here also the dam came out because of the vlad. But Rashi's mashma that the din of dam koishi is a tenai in the din of an ikah heter that we have to have a meisa leder. Says the Siddur Torah, this is Mistoma Alochen Umeshu Misinai, teaching us a din in the parish of dam koishi that only in a case where we have a leder, that in the end it gave birth, there was a Torah's leder over here, then we can use this heter of dam koishi. But in a case where there's no din leder, it was a leder of a nefil, it didn't have a leder of a ben kayoma, which doesn't have a Torah's leder, therefore it doesn't have the parish of dam koishi, even though the metzias is the same, it is also machmas vlad. But since machmas vlad is a gzeis hakosu, we have a lochemushim in Sinai, telling us only in a leder of a ben kayoma, not in a leder of a nefil. Now, a similar idea, we find it on in the Perek Yotze Doifen, in that Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there also says that a leder of a Yotze Doifen is not considered, that doesn't have the het of a dam koishi. In order to have the het of a dam koishi, we need to have a leder. And therefore, only according to the shit of Reb Shimon, who he holds, that even a leder of a Yotze Doifen is considered a leder, then we can have the het of dam koishi. Whereas according to the Rabbonon, that a Yotze Doifen is not considered a vlad, a leder, doesn't have a din leder. Therefore, the dam koishi coming out before cannot be used leheter, that she's not considering ledes v'zoiv, even though the metzias over there is also the same, that the dam comes out machmas vlad. Even so, says the Siddur Torah, the reason is because the Torah says, as Aloch Meshim Sinai, that the heter of dam koishi is only in a case where we have a leder of a ben kayomo, therefore we have to have a meisa leder, derech horechem, and not derech yotze doifen, and also we have to have a vlad ben kayomo that should not be a nefil. Mameila, this is the way the Siddur Torah understands. It is a gzeis hakosu v'alochem Meshim Sinai. We have to have a leder of a ben kayomo. But the Chasam Sefer, he suggests that maybe the pshat is that Be'emes is a difference in the metzias over here in our sugya. And we see, even though the machmas vlad, which we find normally the cause of the dam is because of the birth of the child himself, he's pushing out and therefore he's causing a koishi and the vlad and the dam also coming out because of the vlad. Says the Chasam Sefer, maybe this is only by vlad chai. A vlad chai has a certain push which he's pushing out himself from his chiyus. This is enough to say that the dam is machmas vlad. Whereas by a nefil, even though the ish is also giving birth to this nefil, but since the vlad is a vlad mace, he doesn't have the same koyach to go and be pushed out lechutz, and therefore the dam is not enough to say that this dam is considered machmas vlad, and we can still say that the dam is machmas atzma enough to become a zava gedoylo in the heter of yiledes bezoiv. There's no heter of dam koishi. There's actually a difference in the metzias between the dam coming out by a leder's nefil and a leder of a regular yeled chai. Now, the Chazanish, in Siman Kuf Chof Aleph, in Zivkotan Lamedvov, he himself is mesupik in a pshat of a year in the Gemara. Why do we say in koishi l'nefalim? Do we say like the Siddur Torah that this is our locha, that we have to have a leder, or do we say there's a difference in the metzias, like the Chasam Sefer says? So the Chazanish is a very big nafkemina between these two tzadim, because what would be a case where the vlad itself was a chai? He was alive and only died during the birth itself later on. All the days when she was seeing dam of dam koishi, the vlad was alive. And during the birth, then the vlad was a vlad mace. If we say like the Siddur Torah that the story of ein koishi and nefalim is because it has to be a leder, then at the end of the day, since there was no birth over here of a ben kayoma, or the leder of a nefil, therefore, even the dam she saw it before was when the vlad was still alive. By the end of the day, since the vlad in the end didn't come to a meisa leder, therefore we do not have any heter over here of the dam koishi. Whereas according to the Svarah of the Chasam Sofer, that the reason is because it's missing in the Metzius of Machmas Vlad over here, where the time when the dam was coming out was actually when the Vlad was still alive, then there was no problem over here on the dam to say that the dam is Machmas Atzmo, and therefore on this dam coming out, we're also going to have the heter of Dam Koshim. And maybe it'll come out a case, an interesting deal, that even though the Gemara says in Koshim and the Nefalim, which seems to be any case where the Vlad is a Nefil, there's no heter of Koshi, says the Chazon Ish, it's not true. This will depend on when actually the Vlad died, and if the Vlad was still alive during the dam, when the dam was coming out, and that dam during that time was actually considered Dam Machmas Vlad, and has a heter, even though later on it turned into a Lidas Nefolim, which has a loch of in Koshi and Nefolim. You say this thing of Machlekes over here, between the Siddetai and the Chasam Sofer, understanding this din of incursion and Nefalim, if it's a din, a Gzeris HaKotzav HaLochem Eshim Sinai, or do we say it's a difference in Metzias and the Nafkemina of the Chazon Ish in a case where it died only later on. Now moving further on into the Gemara, the end of Lamed Ches, in the Shita of Reb Yehuda holds in the Mishnah, Dayo Chodsho. Says the Gemara in the Braise, Reb Yehuda Imam Mishum Ebtarfin Dayo Chodsho, and the Gemara in the Braise is Mavur, like the Gemara's Medayek, Shmamino, Kosova, Reb Yehuda, Shipura Gorim, it is possible, like the Gemara said later on, even though Yoledes Letisho is Yoledes Lemukutoin, it's possible for her not to have full months, and the Gemara says that the Reb Yehuda's Shita is Shipura Gorim. Tosfos over here explains, what does it mean, Shipura Gorim? That everything depends on Chodshi Alevono. Even though there's a klal always, or Yeledes Letes, or Yeledes Lezayin, says Tosfos, this depends actually on the Rish Chodesh, on the Shofar of Rish Chodesh, and this is referring to the Chodshi Alevono, that we need to have days, Chodoshim, through the months, in order for her to go and be considered the amount of time that she has. Everything depends, her Hiroyin, the time of the Ibu, is actually going to depend on the Chodshi Alevono, Chidush of Ebudus Shita, of Shipura Gorim. Now Tosfos says at the end, Tosfos says that not just at the end of the months, on the end of the Ibu, can be depend on the Shipura of the Rish Chodesh, also at the beginning of the month, the beginning of the Ibu, also we can use even one day, and then it became Rish Chodesh, is also already considered that she entered the second month, enough to say that she can now go and give birth later on, after 7 months and 2 days. This will come out according to Tosfos, that according to Reb Yehuda, all that Yeledes Letisho is Yeledes Lemukutoin, she doesn't have to have full 9 months. Then, each month alone, in a case where she gave birth, she was Nisaba, the pregnancy started in a day, the last day of the month before Rish Chodesh, that day alone is enough to say that she's ready a whole month. And when it came Rish Chodesh, Shipura Gorim, she already starts the next month. Then, if she'll have another 7 full months, and another day into the next Chodesh, then altogether she's considered someone who's Yeledes Letisho. She can have here a Ibu of Tisho Chadoshim, even in a case where at the end of the day she only had on the Luach, she's only had 7 months and 2 days. This is the Shita of Tosfos by us, according to the Shita of Yehuda of Shipura Gorim. And the Tosfos Rosh by us says clearly, this din, according to Tosfos, it comes out, according to Yehuda, it is possible for Isha to have a leader of Yeledes Letisho. She's considered that she's giving birth after 9 months, even though on the calendar it is not actually only 7 months and 2 days, because Shipura Gorim, the first day, is considered the whole month, and so to the last day is also considered the whole month, since it entered the new Chodesh, which depends on the Chodshi Alevono. Now this is very negea ledina, la alocha. This is a din in the tshuva in the Marimint, since Simon Vav, it's brought down la alocha, and there are more paskins this way in Evan Ezra, Simon Dalad and Sifu Dalad. Says a Ramah, a Isha who became Uberes Mibailo in the case at the end of Sivan, and she gave birth already at the beginning of Kislev, even though there's only 5 months in between, says a Ramah from the Mariumint, we do not have to be Choshesh that this child was already Misaba, the Ibo started earlier before the end of Sivan. It's possible that it's from her husband, because even though at the end of the day there's only 5 months over here between the end of Sivan and the beginning of Kislev, but it is possible to say that this Isha was actually a Yeledes Leshiva. She gave birth over here to 7 months. This child is a Yeledes Leshiva. Even though we only have here 5 Chadoshim, says the Marimint, but Tosfos explains that we have the din of Shipura Gorim. And even though there's Machlikas in our Gemara, says the Marimint, Machlikas is only in a case where we're going to have Yeledes Letisha, but in a case where Yeledes Leshiva, everyone agrees that she's Yeledes Mekutoin, then it is possible to have Isha who's giving birth after 5 months and 2 days. In a case where the day Shilz Nesaba was the last day of the month of the Chodesh Halavona, then she entered the 5 months, full months of Chodesh Halavona, and then she had another day in the beginning of Kislev. This is enough to consider this Vlad a Vlad of Yeledes Leshivo, and Memela we can see that this Isha was Misaba from her husband at the end of Sivan, and we do not have to be Chodesh, and this Ibo already started earlier, from earlier before the end of Sivan. I'm already Gechidush, says the Marimint in the Din, and Paskin, the Alocha in the Ramah, from this Tosfos of the Alocha of the Shita Rebuda of Shippur Kagori. Now, Be'emes the Usameach in his Chuvus, in Simen Lamed Hei, he says that if we look in the Tosfos Rosh, the Gisa we have in the Tosfos Rosh is Be'emes this Din, that she, it's possible for her to have a child after 5 months and 2 days. The Hagor, they put them in our Gisa, in the Gemaras, they put the word Hei in brackets and they changed it to Zayin, which is Be'emes referring to Isha Ozi Ledes Letes. But says Yisomeach, the original Gisa is that it is possible for her to have a child after 5 months and 2 days. This is in a case where she's going to be Yoledes Lezayin, where she has a child after 7 months. Already after 5 months and 2 days, it can be already considered a possibility to have a Yoledes Lezayin. This is Mamish Mufurish, like the Din of the Mayumins. But Be'emes, all the Noisekeirim over there on the Ramah, the Chelkas Machoikeik, the Beis Shmuel, they all ask that l'chayyah, this is negid ha-mafurish ha-gemor in Ksubas in the Aflamet Tesamid Aleph. The Gemara over there says that it is never possible for Isha to give birth a Vlad a Ben Kayomo less than 6 months. And over here, according to the Marimint, according to this Cheshman of our Gemara, that depends on Shippura, on Chodesh Halavona, it could come out that she can give birth after 5 months and 2 days. And l'chayyah, the Gemara over there says, mafurish pochis mivov chadoshim, she cannot give birth to a Ben Kayomo. We have to understand, how does this fit with the Shita of Reb Yehuda? And in the Tziv over here, he's Dan, and maybe the Gemara over there is going without the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, and he argues on a Marimint who says that the Rabbonon hold that the Din of Shippur HaGoyim is in the case of Yeledes Lezayin. Maybe the Rabbonon disagree totally with this idea of Shippur HaGoyim, and therefore the Gemara over there in Ksubas will be with the Shita of the Rabbonon. We have to have at least 7 months, and less than 6 months is not possible to go and have a Vlad Ben Kayomo, the Gemara in Ksubas. Al Kaponim Amoridi Gechidush and Adin La Aloche from this Tosfos of Shippur HaGoyim, that it is possible to have a Leda after 5 months and 2 days, if these 2 days were actually in two different Chadoshim, in a case where she gave birth, where she was Nisaba, the Ibul started at the end of Sivan, and she actually gave birth at the beginning of Kislev, a Chidush La'alocha from our Tosfos. Now moving further on in the Gemara, the interesting Braisa, at the end of Lamed Chesamed Aleph, Lamed Chesamed Beis, the Gemara brings down a Braisa, the story with Chasidim or Yishoinim, Lo Yehoyu Mishamshim Mitoiseen El Abrevi B'Shabos, in order that al pi cheshbon, the Gemara makes this cheshbonus, that the child should not be born on Shabbos, which will come nidei chilul Shabbos. Therefore, they were not mishamish mitoseim, elo b'rivii b'Shabbos, like the Gemara explains, only from rivii b'Shabbos and onwards, but not earlier, because of this chashash of chilul Shabbos. Now, the achrenim over here, the Maritzchius and the Meinidah, Shlomo Kluger, they discuss this idea of the Chasidim or Rishonim, that they were worried about later on the chilul Shabbos that they're going to be causing, which will depend l'chayyah on the halacha, whether pikuach nefesh, which is doicha Shabbos, is a din hutra on Shabbos, or it is only a koyach of d'chuyo. Then we can understand better if it's only d'chuyo, this chashash that they were worried about putting themselves into this matzav, that later on they're going to be mechal Shabbos. So too, the achronim discuss the Sefer Chasidim already in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Zayin, whether there's a ray over here from this Gemara to the shit of the Balamoy, that one is not allowed to put himself into a matzav where he's going to come Lidei Chil Shabbos. This is a shayla over here where the person is allowed to chatchila, even though now he's doing actually a mitzvah, but he's not allowed to put himself in a matzah where he's going to be going to, in the end, be Mechal Shabbos. A discussion over here in the Maritzchias, in the Tshuva of She'ilas Yaivetz, in Chilik Beis, in Simen Tzadikei, and so too the Tshuva in Eimek Aloch, in Simen Aleph, a lot of Achrenim, the Moshe Feinstein has a Tshuva also from this Gemara, if we should bring a Raya from these Chasidim or Rishonim, that they used to be Makpid on such a din, in the Tshuva in the Gus Moshe and Erechaim, in Chilik Aleph, in Simen Kuv Chov Zayin. Now, Be'emes is another chiddush over here in the Rishonim. An interesting yesoid, which Be'emes, the place he says in Yerudea and Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav Sivkot Nches, and the Mekor Be'emes is over here by us in the Chiddushei Oran. The Gemara over here says that the Chasidim or Rishonim, they were not Meshamesh Mitoiseim on these days because of the Chashash of Chil Shabbos, which Rashi explains the Chashash is because of the birth itself, which will come out on Shabbos. The reason why they were Machmeh on a few nights, like as she says, on the Sheni, on the Shlishi also, because of the Shaila of the Gemara Nomad Aleph, which Shmuel says that the Isha is not Misaberes V'Yoledes, only 271 days, 272, or 273, and Rashi explains that this depends on the Klitas Hazera, when the Ibur took place after the Maisa Tashmish. And Mamela, there's a possibility in all these nights that the Vlad in end would be born, in the case when it will be born, to the Chil Shabbos, which is going to take place during the Maisa Leder itself, and therefore they were Machmir, not to be Meshamesh, only Merevi Ve'elach. But in the Chiddush HaRayan over here, he explains that the reason why the Chassidim and Rishonim were makpid on these few nights was not because of the Leder itself that they were worried about. They were also worried about the klalis that the Gemara says in Shabbos, that the din is in Halacha, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Yeledes up to 3 days after the Leder also. Not just during the Leder itself, but after the Leder also, there's a heter to be Mechal Shabbos because of Bikurach Nefesh, up to 3 days. Memela, they were makpid that the child should be born 3 days before Shabbos. Because the third day shouldn't be on Shabbos, where there will still be a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. They wanted to make sure that not just during the Leder itself, but also later on, it shouldn't be have any Shaychus to Pikuach Nefesh, should be Doicha Shabbos, even 3 days after the Leder. And this was the reason why they were makbid only in Merevi Ve'elach. Says the Ran, that because of the Gemara's Chashash over here, of the Klitas HaZera, that maybe the Zera will not be Niklat Miyad, Memela, this would be the reason why they should be Choshesh, and maybe she's only going to give birth after day 273, says Iran, this is a chashash rochik. This is not something which they're going to be choshish for, because says Iran, the royif pa'omim, most times, the zera is niklat miyad. And therefore, there'll be no reason for them to be machme for this chashash that maybe she'll only give birth on 273 days. Mameila, the reason is, they were choshish because of the din of 3 days after the Leder also, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Mameila, you see in this Iran, a moedig echidush, that he says that the din of the Gemara will be Klitas HaZera, that it is possible up to 3 days, says around that Miroi Pa'omim most times, it happens Miyad. And only it is possible, a Chashash Rochik, it is a possibility that it can take up to 3 days, but most times it is actually Niklat Miyad. Now this Yisoid is the Yisoid which the Achrenim always quotes from the Pleisi. And the Pleisi says this Misvara to answer many questions in the Toisus and Krisus in Yudamid Aleph, says the Pleisi, this Yisoid that most times the Zera is actually Niklat Miyad, even though it is possible for it to be Niklat up to 3 days, the place in Yerideya is Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav in Sivkot and Ches. Now this also, the Nesivus says this Svara of the place to Rebbe Kiveiga in his Tshuva, in Tshuva's Rebbe Kiveiga in Simen Tzadik, and Rebbe Kiveiga over there brings out from the Nesivus, who also said the Svara of the place that wrote most times it is Niklat Miyad, but says Rebbe Kiveiga, the Emes, you could be Moichiach in many Yishoinim, he brings a Rai from a Rajbo earlier in Nidah, that the din is that the Zera is actually, there's no roof to say that the Zera is Niklat Miyad, and the Kvega is Mayich to be Mechiach, not like the Svara of the Pleisi, that we do not have any roof, and there's no Svara to say that the Zera should be Niklat straight away. It is as much possible that the Zera should be Niklat later on, or Miyad, and there's no roof at all. Says the Kvega, by MS, he has arrived from our Toysus, also in the Sugi of Yer in Daf Lamed Ches, in the Sugi of Shippur Gorim, Toysus of Yer discusses, if you want to know when the Vlad is born, is there a Ledes, Letes, Lemukutoin, or we're talking about full months, as Tosis, we can never know, because we don't know when the Zman, when the Zera was Niklat. And it is possible that the Zera was Niklat in a case where he's born after 273 days. Then we know the story was that the Zera was only Niklat later on. But in a case where the Zera, in the case where she's born after 270, the later has, happens after 271 days, says Tosis, we don't know if this is a full term, or maybe it was a few days early, because the Zera was actually Niklat Miyad. Says Rebbe Kiveiga, if you're going to say that Behemoth is a Roiv, like the Plesi and the Deceiver say, that is a Roiv to take on, that is Niklat Miyad, then why do we say that we do not know? L'chayu, we should use the Klal of Roiv, and because of the Din of Roiv, we know that the Halacha is that this is Vlad, already is born after 271 days. Mamela, says Rebbe Kiveiga, the Lashon of Tosis over here, will also seem that there's no Roiv over here to establish this fact, to say that it was Niklat Miyad, and therefore he argues on the Svara of the Nesivus and the Plesi. So to the Tvoras Shuri, in Simon Tesvav, in Sivkotan Tezayin, he says there's no Svara for someone to say such a thing, Mecha Tesa, that the Zera is Niklat Miyad, it is possible for it to be Niklat up to 3 days. But says the Tshuva Divrei Chaim, in Dine Yibum in Simon Aleph, that our Chidush HaRayan is the Maisa Mefurish, like this Svara of the Plesi, We find Mufurish over here, the Svara, in the Rishonim already, in the Chiddush HaRan, that the Ran says over here by us, that the reason why the Chassidim and Rishonim were worried was only because of the din of 3 days after the Shabbat, after the birth, but because of the Klitas Hazer, they were not worried about it, because this din is only a Svara Chashash Rochik, but the Piroiv says the Ran very clearly, like the Svara of the Pleitzi and the Nesivus, that Ruiv Pomim, it is actually Niklat Miyad, Mamela, even though in other Rishonim, like Bikveges Medaik and our Toysfus in the Rajbo, the din is that there's no such Ruiv, but the Ran disagrees, and the Ran says that there's a Ruiv that it is Niklat Miyad, and has many ramifications, La Alocha, in working on Cheshbonos, on when the Vlad is born, and who the Vlad is actually Nisaba from, in Dinim, in Inchos Evin Ezer, in Simen Dalet, and it's discussed very widely in the Achronim, in Emri Bino, has a Simen in Dini Yom Tev, Simen Yudalet, the Pardes Yimonim, is psicha over here in the Chasnid and some Kuf Tzadik Vav in Peri Gimel Chilik Beis and Ois Ches later on Ois Yud Aleph. They have a big Arichas. They are Achrin in many places, and this is Yisoid from the Sugya. The Ran says that there's a Ruiv, that the Ruiv for him, it is actually Niklat Miyad, and it's only Chashash Rochik that it should be Niklat after up till 3 days. Now moving further on in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Machlekes over here between Ebelezer and Rabbonon on the Heter of Dam Toyar, which we have after the Zman Hatuma of Leida. The Machlekes of Lezen Rabbonon is in a Chetimta, in a case where she gives birth again, and she has again Dam Koishi, in middle of the Yemei Toyar, after the original birth of the Shmoinim Linekeva. Ebelezer says, a Chidush of Ebelezer, that even though all the Dam coming out during the Yemei Toyar is considered Dam Tohor, this is the Posuk V'tar Omim Koyu Domeho, Afa became even so, this is only in regular Dam, but not Dam Koishi, and therefore she became Uberis again, like Rashi explains in the first case. Then she has again Dam Koishi in the middle of Shmoinim Shanakeva. Rebbe Lezer holds that this Dam is actually Dam Tome, because Dam Koishi is not included in the Gzeris HaKosov of Dam Toyar, which we've been discussing till now, the Machlekes here, have a Levi, if it's two Mayonos or not. And the Sugya of Dam Koishi, Rebbe Lezer holds, is enough to be Metame, even during the Yemei Toyar. Rabbonon disagree, and the Rabbonon all that we have a Kavach Chimer from Dam Shoifi, normally, which is going to be Tor, and Afa became Dam Koishi, is Tor. It's Tor from Yeledes Bezoiv, Kol Shekein. In the case of a Dam Koishi, we should be have a Tyre during the Yemei Toyar of this Yiledis. And the Blazer answers the dialogue of Bobin Adinis Kinidin, Mimahikul Lemi Tumas Ziva, but Tumeo Tumas Nido, at least in the Yemei Ziva, she's Tori, but Yemei Nido, she's still Tomei. Now, the Behemoth Rishonim of Yotoysvis, Ediva Maschel Dayoi, they discuss over here, we have to understand the Svoy of the Shit of a Blazer. What is the Behemoth Pshat? At the end of the day, the Torah says, Gdeza Kosov, that there's a Tyre of any dam during the Yemei Toyar that she's Tori. So why should it be that the dam, because of the koishi, that we can consider that this dam is machmas vlad, memela, she should not have the tyre which we have of the Yemei Toyar? In the sugya earlier, when we're discussing the tumah of ziva, there we have a chidush, that even though normally ziva, any dam she sees in 3 days, she becomes a zava gedoyla, in the dam koishi is nisma, it doesn't have this tumah, because it's domo machmas atzma, veloi machmas vlad, is not considered dam which she sees to be metame beziva. But over here, we're not discussing Tumas Ziva, we're discussing over here the Tyre of your din of your Mei Toyar, any dam she sees this Torah. Why should Dam Koishi be an exception to the Tyre of your Mei Toyar? Toysva says, now Bakocha, we have to say Ebelezer is basing his din on the Gemara later on, at the end of the Sugya, Omar Yover, Behoz Akinu Ebelezer Le Rabbonon. Rabbonon have a Taina from Ebelezer's Drosha. Ebelezer has a Drosha over here to tell us this Halacha. Because it says, Domo, Machmas Atzmo, Vetario, Mimikori, Domeo, Mamela, just like we learned earlier, Machmas Atzmo, Vuli, Machmas Vlad, so too over here we can make a Drosha, Vetario, Mimikori, Domeo, Domeo, Machmas Atzmo, Vuli, Machmas Vlad, Mamela, this is Exeris HaKosov of Ebelezer, and says, Tritzvis, the Rabbonon will do serve, agree to this din, but they have a Kabbal Chimer to teach us that the Tyre of Yemei Toyar includes also Dam Koishi. Mamela comes out, that by Emes the Machlekes in the Mishnah, even though it sounds like it's a Svara and a Kabbal Chimer, Tosfos and other Rishonim also the Rashi, but the Ritva they discuss over here, the Ran, that the Heter and the Tyre of Ebelezer is by Emes Exeris HaKosov, which is mentioned at the end of the Sugya from Rova, a new Pasuk of a Torah on Mimikori Domeo. But by Emes the Pashtas of the Loshon Rashi, it's not so mashma that Ebelezer later on Rova is telling us the Mekoi of Ebelezer. Rashi seems to tell us that Rova later on says his own Taina, that there's a reason to say that we should hold like a shit of Ebelezer because of this Joshua of the Tuarium in Mekoi Domeo. And the whole Arichas of Rashi at the beginning is mashma that Ebelezer also misvore to say that there's no het of Dam Koishi during Yemei Toyar, even though and the Rabbanon only answer back that there's a Kal V'chomer. So it sounds like everything is Machlekes Misvore, and the Chidud Halachos is Meirich over here, the Rishash also. I'm trying to understand over here a different Mekor of the Shitta, of a Blazer, why a Blazer should be Metame Dam Koishi even during the Yemei Toyar. Now, Behemoth, we have to point out, the Rishash already makes this, and the Nekuda points this out in the middle of his Arichas over here, the Pshat in the Gemara, that there's a Gemara increases in Zayin Amud Beis over there in the Mishnah. The Mishnah over there tells us that a Leder, which takes place during the Yemei Toyar, like in our case where we have Dam Koishi, but afterwards she gave birth, and she had another Leder during the Yemei Toyar. Now we know the Leder itself is Metame. The Leder normally by Zohar has a week of Tumah, and the Nekeva has 2 weeks. The Halacha is that this Tumah of Tumas Leder is even during the Yemei Toyar also. Even though now she's in the middle of Yemei Toyar from her previous birth, and she's in the middle of Shemoinim Lenekeva, Afa Pikein, if she gives birth again, now she has a new Tumas Leder, and this Tumas Leder overrides the Tire of Yemei Toyar, and now she has a Tumah of a week and 2 weeks, because of this Leder, which took place in during the Yemei Toyar. The Gemara later on increases in Yudam Ad Aleph, discusses how we continue later on counting the days of Yemei Toyar and Yemei Tumah. This is the discussion over there, increases Yudam Ad Aleph. But that's Mefurish, and it's Mefurish in the Mishnah, in Zayin Amud Beis already increases, that the din is that any Leder, this goes in the middle of Yemei Toyar, she gets Yemei Tumah of the Yemei Tumah of Zohar and Yemei Tumah of Nekeva. Now the Lashon of the Mishnah over there is Mashma, that not just she gets Yemei Tumah, but in a case where she sees Dam, the Dam she sees is actually considered Dam Tomei. We do not have a Tyre on the Dam, which she sees during this time, when she's Tomei later, or this Yemei, this 7 week Lezohar, and Shvu'ayim Lenekeva, she actually has a Tumah on this Tumas Dam, is not included in a Tyre of the year of the Tumah, of the Tyre on Mimekori Domeh of the Yemei Toyar. Mamele Siyah of Chidush, in the Gemara over there increases, that even though we said, there's a Tyre of Yemei Toyar, the Tyre on Mimekori Domeh, any blood she sees, is Tohar, but this is only in a case where it is regular Dam, but in a case where she gave birth, and she has Yemei Tumah, now the Dam later, the whole week of the Dam, which is all considered, we said earlier, the Machlekes and the Achronim between Rebbe Kivega and Rebbe Sameach, whether we have the Tyre, the Shem of Dam later, is called not just the Dam she gives birth, but also the Dam during the week and the week, 2 weeks, by Nekeva, is also considered Dam later, and this Dam is also Tomei, and is not included in the Pasuk of a Tyre or Mimkori Domeo, to say that should have a Tyre of Dam Toyar. Mamele, it could be that the Heter, according to Rebbe Eliezer, the reason why there's a tumor over here of the Dam Koishi is because Rebbe Eliezer considers this Dam Koishi also as a chilek, a part of the Dam Leder already, which as we know that the Leder disrupts this din of Yemei Toyar, the Shmoinim Lenekeva, gets disturbed over here in a case where she had a birth in between, and we said from the Gemara, the Tumas Leder she has, the Zayin Yomim she has, so too the Dam is Tomei. Mamele Rebbe Eliezer, also the Dam Koishi is also Tomei, the Dam before the birth also can be considered part of the Dam Leder, like we said earlier, in understanding the Heta of the Dam Koishi over here, why Dam Koishi does not become a Zavon. Mashingin, according to the Rabbanon, it could be they all that the Dam Koishi, the reason why it's Tori is because of a Din, like we find Machmas Oynus is not enough to make her into a Zavon, so too the Dam Machmas Velad is not enough to make her into a Zavon, not because they consider this Dam already part of the Dam Leder, which is going to take place later on. Mamele, according to the Rabbonon, the Dam is regular Dam, and therefore there's a Tyre of Dam Toyar, whereas according to Rebbe Eliezer, she looks at this Dam already like part of the Leder, the upcoming birth later on, and like we know, that has to end with a birth, like we said earlier, by Nephil it is not enough, and therefore according to Rebbe Eliezer, we have the head with Tumah already, just like we have a Tumah on the days of the Tumah, when she gives birth, and the Dam which comes out after the Leder, so too, he considers the Dam Koishi, the Chilik of the Dam Leder, enough to be Metame, even during the Dam Toyar over here, even during the Yemei Toyar of the Shmoinim Lenekeva. This seems to be the Shita of Rashi over here, who learns that this Din of Eblezer is a Svara and not exists at Kosu, like the other Rishonim point out. So this is Marich, the Chidud Halachis, or Shash already points this out, from the Gemara increases in Zayin Amud Beis, this Nekuda that the Dam coming out after the Leder is Tomei, even during the Yemei Toyar, Lekul Alma everyone agrees to the Dam afterwards, the Machlekes is only on the Dam Koishi before the Leder. Now, Bema is the case over here in the Mishnah that she gave birth over here between Shmonim and Lekeva, as we said, as she says, two cases, either a case where she became Muberis again, and during the Meitoyar, and then Memela comes out that the Vlad, which is born, is going to be a Nephil, is not Bakayoma. Also, says Rashi, in the case of Toimim, like we find by Yehuda and Chizkiah ben Yerchia, they were apart, 3 months apart, one was Ben Tashvi, Ve'achan, Shenig Matsui also, Yosef Chi, and therefore we can have a case where she gave another, she gave birth again, during the Shmoinim Shal Nekeva, she has over here a Dam Koishi. Says the Ran, over here in the Chidusha Aran, that Be'emus, the first case of Rashi, is giving us a case of a Nephil. And we learned earlier that Ein Koishi Lenefonim, Mamelas, the Ran also understands like Toisvus, the Mekoy of Eblezer to say that the Dam is Tomei is because of the Drosha later on, Veloy Machmas Vlad. Now, since we know that Veloy Machmas Vlad is only in the case of a Koishi of a Vlad Gomu, but not in the case of a Nephil, because we all the Ein Koishi Lenefonim, Mamela over here, says the Ran, even Eblezer should agree that this dam is considered dam toyar, and therefore should be toy during the Shmoinim Yomim, and should not be considered dam machmas vlad, to say that there should be a tum of dam koishi. So Lechoyer says, Iran, if we're discussing a case of a nephil, we have a kash over here, in koishi in the nephalim. And even like we explained before, that the passions of Rashi is, that Eblezer's din is a svara, to say that the dam koishi should be tome during the Yomei toyar, because it is already considered the dam leder, Baal Koponim, this is only with the aloha of koishi that we consider in a case where it turns into a real leder, where it is not a leder of a leder's nefil, like we explained earlier in Amud Aleph, in the sugya of koishi l'nefalim. Mamela says Iran, why over here does Rashi give us a case of a nefil in koishi l'nefalim? Says Iran, Baal Kocher, we have to say that Rashi's first pshat is only going to be if we hold like the Manda Oma, Yesh Koishi Lenefonim, like we pointed out earlier, Toisvus in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, that Be'emes has Machlekes Tanoim in this point, whether we say Yesh Koishi Lenefonim or Ein Koishi Lenefonim. And Me'ela, Be'emes, the second Pshat of Rashi would be, if we want to learn our mission of the Machlekes of Yer, Blezen Abon on the Manda Oma, who holds Ein Koishi Lenefonim, will explain the case of the Mishnah, like Rashi's second Pshat with Chizkiah and Yehuda Bnei Evchia, over there, they're both Bnei Kayoma, and Mamela, there's no problem over here of Ein Koishi Lenefalim. So this is a problem pointed out over here in the Chiddush HaRan, and it's very marich, the Chiddush HaLochis over here is very marich, with the different cases of the Mishnah, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis, and it depends with Arichus in the Gdorim of Yesh Koishi Lenefalim or Ein Koishi Lenefalim, and also on the explanation we said earlier, why Be'emes the Nefil is any different, why by Nefil we say Ein Koishi Lenefalim. This is over here, the Machloikas, between Eblezer and Rabbonon, a chiddush tigedeh of Eblezer that the dam koishi during Yemei Toyar is actually tomei, either from Exeris Hakosov or like the pashtas of Rashi, that Be'emes is a svara, and it seems to be the svara is that the dam koishi already can be considered part of the leder later on, and we said that the dam leder itself is also tomei during the Yemei Toyar Lekula Alma, and the machlokes is only on the dam koishi before the leder over here between Eblezer and the Rabbonon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.